Patient's last name, DEMPSEY, first name, MATHEW, visit date is 10-14-2013. There's a patient seen in rheumatology for a follow-up appointment. Last visit date was 8-27-2013. Next paragraph, the patient is here for a follow-up following blood work and x-rays. Next time happen, patient has done his blood work in DMC and is currently pending. Next paragraph, the patient does complain of pain in his hands and feet with morning stiffness of 30 minutes. Has been referred by his primary care as his rheumatoid factor is elevated. Next paragraph, on examination, physical exam, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done, and only the pertinent positive and negative will be noted. Examination of the wrist bilaterally, mild swelling noted in the left wrist, normal range of motion. Examination of the hand joints, there is swelling noted and tendon is noted in the second MCP on the right. Examination of the feet, the swelling, there are examination of bilateral feet, hallux valgus deformity and hematoes. Examination of the left foot, there is swelling and tendon is noted. There is swelling and tendon is noted in the second and the fifth toes. The second toe is swelling and tendon is noted in the second and the fifth toe. Examination of the right foot, fifth toe swelling noted. Examination of next line, skin examination, scaly and erythematous patches noted along on the forehead, along the hairline behind the ear, and a few patches noted on the extremities as well. Examination of the nails, the toes, chalky and severely cracked and dry nails. Pertinent labs, CBC, WBC count is 7.4, hemoglobin is 14, MCV is 86, platelets 202, differential with the normal. UA is negative. Liver enzymes with the normal limits, creatinine is 0.8 and GFR is 104. X-rays, the rest of the labs are pending, which include a SET rate, CCT, ANA, anti-double-stranded DNA, HLA-B27, rheumatoid factor, celiac panel, and G6PD. X-rays of the left hand shows a tiny marginal erosion in the middle phalanx of the index finger and distal phalanx of the middle finger. Examination of the left wrist, affected cyst-like lucency in the region of the pisiform. Examination of the right hand, the focal lucency along the ulnar aspect of the middle phalanx. And subarticular region may represent a tiny erosion with adjacent periostitis. Arthropathic changes in the distal interphalangeal joint and MCP of an MCP. The C-spine X-ray does show mild narrowing of the intervertebral disc space between C5 and C6, mild low back, mild degenerative spurring at L3, wrist exam with the normal, tiny right ankle, tiny ossification, heterotopic as ossification, and then insertion of the Achilles plantar calcaneal spur. Left ankle, tiny spur formation at the insertion of the Achilles tendon and plantar fascia. Feet, hallux deformity and hematosis deformities, second through the fifth toes. Assessment and plan, inflammatory arthritis is erosions, Nexon hyphen, differential diagnosis would be rheumatoid arthritis / psoriatic arthritis, Nexon hyphen. Patient with a history of psoriatic skin disease, Nexon hyphen with X-ray evidence of DIP and DIP erosions, Nexon hyphen DIP erosions unlikely in rheumatoid arthritis, which are new from 2010, most likely represent psoriatic arthritis. Nexon hyphen verbally, rheumatoid factor elevated per patient, lab still pending, Nexon hyphen, Indocin 25 milligrams BID. If needed, Nexon hyphen, literature on methotrexate has been given. All questions have been answered. The risk of decreasing immunity, risk of infections, including reactivation of TB, and risk of lymphomas and other malignancies explained to patient. Nexon hyphen, patient advice, physical, TB test, chest x-ray, hepatitis profile, etc., and to be up to date on immunizations. Nexon hyphen, patients will follow up to have will schedule an appointment with Dr. Saluja for start of methotrexate if needed. Thank you very much for patient by Dr. Kazi.